including the Organization of American States, the Commonwealth, and the Caribbean Development Bank. After lunch, the heads met in caucus to discuss pressing economic and political issues facing the community. One of them is crime, as Bertram Niles reports.
After their last summit in Nassau, CARICOM leaders set up a task force on crime and violence, whose mandate was later expanded to include regional security in the light of September the 11th. In the year since then, anecdotal evidence suggests that crime may have got worse in the region, though no one can say for sure because concrete figures across the region are lacking. What's certain is that the criminals have become more daring, with the murders of policemen a disturbing development in Jamaica and Guyana. Grenada's Prime Minister Keith Mitchell worries what this will mean for economic development in CARICOM.
Unless you have stability, a perceived stability, people are not likely to take risk and invest, and therefore the issue of crime. A lot of the countries are noticing some aspects of criminal activity that we have never seen before.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez said that sophistication is expressed through criminal deportees, a ruthless and rootless band as he called them, a reference to the fact that many of them have been forcibly sent back to the region they know little of after a lifetime of crime in societies they know best, mostly in the United States. But Dr. Gonzalez says the causes of crime are complex and go beyond the act itself to questions of sentencing and treatment of prisoners.
One of the things we need to look at too, when we look at deprivation or poverty as causes, as a cause of crime, how come that a young girl and a young boy will born in the same poor home and the girl is coming out decent and the boy turned vagabond?